from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, quarterback ranking tiers. I have ranked quarterbacks in six different tiers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've ranked them in five different tiers. I just skipped the number four for whatever reason. So five different tiers of quarterbacks. Look, this position is super, super, super deep. When you hear analysts talk about the position is deep, you can wait. All it means is we think that there is more value in early rounds in running backs and wide receivers. That's the bread and butter of fantasy football. That's where you're going to pay your bills. That's where you're going to win your leagues is wide receivers and quarterbacks. I'm not saying that – or wide receivers and running backs, rather. I'm not saying that quarterbacks are not going to score you a bunch of points every week. I'm just saying there's so many of them that score a bunch of points that you can wait on them and then take the elite wide receivers and running backs. Once you get to the – backup running backs and your wide receiver threes on a team, you're going to start to get into guys that are boom or bust players like your Gabe Davises that may have three catches for 100 yards or he may have four catches for 40 on any given week. So they're going to be stars one week, but not necessarily the same the next week. There's one quarterback that starts every NFL game. So unless you're in a two quarterback or a super flex league, you're only going to start one quarterback every week. That's only 10 or 12, depending on how big the league is. Now, it does kind of change, like I said, when you get into 14-team and 16-team leagues. But for a 10-team league, you got 10 quarterbacks that start. Well, there's like 20 that you can start on a weekly basis and sit back and kind of relax on, not have to worry about them not scoring you a bunch of points. You know, 18 points is right around the line for a good quarterback play every week. Your great quarterbacks are going to be in the 20s. You know, your average quarterbacks are going to be, you know, in between 10 and 15. So we want to be 18 and above, you know, preferably 20. All right, so we're going to run through our quarterback ranks right now. So tier number one, guys that likely won't be on my team because they go way too early, and I'm talking about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. These guys are being drafted as early as round two, as late as round four, and that's an average ADP, that's average draft position. And this is a bunch of different leagues combined average. It's ESPN, Yahoo, and Sleeper. Okay, so the most popular apps or software systems for fantasy football, this is the average ADP. This is where they're going. Now, once we get farther into the week, those ADPs are going to start to change. More drafts are going to happen and stuff like that. These guys are going in rounds 2 through 4. I don't want to take a quarterback that early. All right, I'm spending my round 2 and 3 and 4 pick. I want to try to have 3 running backs and 2 wide receivers or some iteration of those, ideally rounds 1 through 4 or 5. All right, so I don't want to waste a – now, look, if you're a fan of Josh Allen, Josh Allen's the best fantasy football quarterback that there is. It's just that there's not a whole lot of separation between Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts, you know, and they're being drafted 2 rounds apart. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, the early round running backs and receivers are going to be more productive, especially the running backs – then the early round quarterbacks will be compared to their the other quarterbacks in the league. All right, so tier one, not going to get these guys, not because they're bad quarterbacks. Andy Bunker and I in a 16-team league just drafted Patrick Mahomes a couple of days ago, and we did it in the second round because we knew there was going to be 30 picks till it got back to us. In a 10-team league, that's like round 5 or 6. In a 16-team league, that's round, you know, 3 is going to be that 60th pick or whatever. My math could be slightly off, but I was told there would be none. So, all right, tier 2. Guys that run, this is kind of where I want to live, and because I pick the guys that I like, not necessarily the guys that other fantasy analysts like or other websites, the ADP is kind of all over the place. Guys that run, I want quarterbacks that run because you know, I don't want to use the word cheat code, but it's not cheating, but they do score more points than other fantasy football quarterbacks. In 2023, of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL in fantasy football, they all had at least 200 yards rushing. Three of them had over 500 yards rushing. All right, Josh Allen had 500. Jalen Hurts was the number two quarterback last year. He had 600 yards. Lamar Jackson was the number three quarterback last year. He had 800 yards rushing. You get 1 point per 10 rush yards. You get 1 point per 25 or 30 pass yards. Do the math there. It's more important to have – you can have a quarterback rush for 1,000 yards in a season but only throw for 3,000. That's better than having a quarterback that passes for 5,000 and only rushes for 100. All right, do the math there. It does work. So here are my quarterbacks, the guys that run. This is where I want to be. Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Anthony Richardson should have a bounce-back season. Kyler Murray should also have a bounce-back season as both of those guys are coming back from injury. Anthony Richardson played in four games last year. He finished the season as like the number eight quarterback in rushing. He's going to be running all over the place. A little bit of a dice roll, and that's why he's going a little bit later than the other guys. These guys are going in rounds 3 through 7. So rounds 3, 4, 5, that's where Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson go. Rounds 5, 6, 7, that's where Anthony Richardson and Kyler Murray go. I'm right around there in round 6 or so, you know. Maybe a little bit earlier if I look at the wide receivers on the board. Like, I've already taken some guys, and the guys on the board have a farther ADP, or I don't think my league mates are going to draft one of these guys. I might take a quarterback there just to get one of the elite guys. But I typically wait, you know, round 6 or 7. Now, I used to wait much farther than that, round 8, 9, 10, and you can. All right, so here's my next tier, tier 3. Wait on these guys and you'll be just fine. These guys are going in rounds 5 through 10. C.J. Stroud, Joe Burrow, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Brock Purdy. All right, 7 guys in that tier, and you got a couple rookies here. Jaden Daniels would be the guy that I would take over Caleb Williams if I had to pick a rookie to start, which is kind of risky. I'm not saying there's not risk involved in taking any of these guys that early, and by day that early, though, Jaden and Caleb are going like in rounds 9 and 10. That's not even that early. May end up being your backup just to see if they pop, and if they do, you keep them around. Depends on the size of your bench, you know. All fantasy football leagues are different. But you got some consistency here in a guy like, you know, Joe Burrow, as long as he stays on the field. C.J. Stroud runs a little bit. Dak runs a little bit. You know, these are all guys that if you wait up into the 8th and 9th round, you're going to get some quality guys there. All right, tier 5. Oh, crap. It's round 10 and I still haven't taken a quarterback. Or they're great quarterback twos. So these are some of the guys you can target in the 10th round or later if you're in a 2-quarterback or a super flex league. All right. Justin Herbert, still a great quarterback. Tua Tagovailoa, Matthew Stafford, Deshaun Watson, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers. They all come with some inherited risk, but these guys aren't going into the 10th round. So, oh crap, I still haven't drafted a quarterback. Could get you Justin Herbert. You're going to be okay. It could get you Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins finishes at like quarterback 10, 11, 12 every season. Super, super, super consistent. Not going to win you a week more than likely on any week, although he could with this rejuvenated Falcons offense. But he's probably not going to lose you any weeks here. That's the guys on this list. All right, tier 6. Dang it, I waited too long, but the rest of my team is great because I haven't drafted a quarterback yet. Or these are also decent quarterback twos. All right, Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, Will Levis, Derek Carr, Bryce Young, Daniel Jones, Bo Nix. Those are our quarterback tiers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.